Hey, welcome back. It's Carlos Cavallo, and I want to talk a little bit about how to make a guy miss you and want you again. You know, back early in my relationships, you used to hear it all the time. I miss you. I miss you more. I miss you the most. I miss you infinity. Yeah, I know it's kind of teenagery to go back and forth like this, but you get the point, right? When you're first falling for someone, you can never get enough of the other person. They're always on your mind. You miss them even when you're with them, for gosh sakes. But as time goes on, you start to long for the connection that you felt at the start, right? That tingle of excitement when you see his name come up on your phone. Sometimes you wonder, is he even thinking about you? And that's when you realize, I miss him missing me. You know, all human beings crave that feeling of being wanted and desired by another. It gives us a feeling of value that we crave. So today, we're going to take a deep plunge, a quick plunge, but a deep plunge into the world of getting this guy to miss you and want you again. Whether you took a break or maybe you're struggling at the moment to get him to love you, you're going to find some tips here that you can use, okay? So here are the 5 tips that make this guy miss you. How to make him miss you and want you. Tip number 1 is to pause the communication. Yeah, this includes social media. And here's why. There's a basic psychological principle I want you to understand. We want what we can't have. I know, brilliant, Carlos. You just summed up all the game playing of the last century. But hear me out. The key to triggering desire for something or someone lies in how much we think it's ours for the taking. It's true of nearly everything in your life, whether you believe it or not. I guarantee you that if you really keenly want a hot sports car right now, you'll want it a little bit less after you actually get it. I guarantee you that if you really, really want that beautiful jacket right now, you're going to want it a little bit less after you actually get it. That's okay. It's human nature. You can want it to be different, but it won't ever be. At least not in your lifetime. At least not in your lifetime, anyway. But that's good news, because what that does is it empowers you to steer a guy away from some other shameless manipulator and into your arms. The safe place to be, right, I'm assuming, instead of that other woman getting him. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in a bit, but number 2 here, how to make him miss you and watch you, tip number 2, is to trigger his memory. Now, this one's pretty slick, and I believe it's the reason that women know how to use perfume when courting a guy. Here's a classic trick that actually works, all right? Get ready for this one. Send him a postcard. You've seen one of these before, right? People used to send these things all the time in the mail to brag about where they were vacationing. Okay, a postcard is this little card that you write something on the back of, and it costs less than sending a letter. Anyway, it's the way we used to communicate back in the good old days. But don't send him just any postcard. Simply address the postcard to him, put a big fat red kiss on it in red lipstick, and then cover it with some tape so that doesn't smudge, okay? And then I want you to spray that postcard with your perfume and then mail it to him. Or heck, just stick it under his door. When he sees the lip print, when he smells your scent, it's going to trigger his memory of you. You see, our sense of smell is directly connected to our deepest memories, and it can trigger his emotions in an instant. He'll be smelling that card daily, triggering his memories of you. It's like, remember those scratch and sniff things you used to get as a kid? I think they still have them. This is going to be a scratch and sniff of you. And well, that doesn't sound exactly right, but you get the point, right? It's going to work. This one is guaranteed to do all the right things to get you into his head and get him to miss you. All right, how to make him miss you and want you. Tip number 3, cut him off. If you're in contact with him now, you need to use this one. The big mistake that I see many women make with guys is they spend way too much time with him. When you do that, you're ruining your romantic value to him. Now, spending a lot of time with a guy is really a selfish move. You want a lot of time with him. You're in love. You're digging this guy. And that's great. He probably even wants it too. But the fact is that it's still lowering your value to him. Now, this is directly connected to tip number 1. Okay, remember tip number 1? I just told you a minute ago. It's where you pause the communication. Okay, except now you have to manage how much time he gets with you. Not just the communication, it's your actual time being with each other. Don't let your self-control ruin your chances with him. Keep your dates short. Keep your time together limited. You see, we don't fall in love with someone when they're with us. This is going to be cool. You ready for this one? We fall in love while we're wishing they were with us. Let me say that again. We don't fall in love with a person when they're actually with us in the same room or whatnot. Yeah, it's great and we enjoy it. It's exciting. But the actual falling in love part happens while we were wishing that they were with us because our desire is stronger. We don't have them, but we want them. When he's actually with you, he's satisfied. He's getting nearly everything he wants. Well, most of what he wants. When he's not with you, he's unsatisfied, dissatisfied, which is the state we men love the most. I know it doesn't sound normal, but it's true. It's counterintuitive, and this is where so many people go wrong. Men love that feeling of being dissatisfied and having to do something about it to fix it. That feeling inspires us to work, to chase, to pursue that which we want most. Men don't act out of complacency and comfort. We act out of our dissatisfaction. Okay? Remember that rule above all else. Men don't act out of complacency and comfort. We act from our dissatisfaction. How to make him miss you and want you. Tip number 4, make him your friend. Well, now this one's going to be a little controversial, but if there's one thing guys hate, it's being in the friend zone. You ask any guy and he'll tell you exactly 2,458 times that he liked a woman and he was told by her, "I'm not sure I feel that way about you. I don't think about you like that. Can we just be friends?" Usually this is also, what happens is she gives you a little bit of an, "Aw, you're so sweet," and then an infuriating peck on the cheek right afterwards. You know, as I'm talking about this right now, I'm getting some major flashbacks. Yes, because it happened to me. However, there is a good part of that experience for some guys, and that's the time period where we're wondering if we're just friends with you. I'll bet you can relate to that feeling, yeah? Let him wonder a bit. Let him wonder if he's really got you. I'll bet that if you're wondering about him right now, there's a good chance he thinks you're too available for him to take seriously. So take that away from him. Stop making it so obvious that you're into him. Treat him just like he's a friend, and he will aspire to be much, much more than that. Remember, these quirks of psychology that I'm giving you here are in his head. Whether or not you want them to be, they are in there. It's how human beings work. We are not rational creatures, all right? No matter how much all these authors and great philosophers and everybody wants to think about it, we behave on a very emotional level. We make emotional decisions and we back them up with logic. So these little quirks, why don't you use them for something good, like getting him invested in you, getting him to want you, instead of another woman doing it? Because, well, sooner or later, another woman will use these tactics on him. All right, how to make him miss you and want you. Tip number 5, trigger mystery and curiosity. The women that attract men know the secret to winning a man's heart is not between his legs, it's between his ears. When you can trigger the right thoughts in his head, his heart will open up to you. Mystery and intrigue are the key emotions you want him to associate with you. The more he thinks he knows you and that he's got you figured out, the less romantic control you have, and the less of a relationship you'll have as well. The best thing you can do to a man is trigger his fascination with you. When a man is thinking about you, you're on his mind. You're in his thoughts. And better, even better, if he's fantasizing about you. When you've got him wondering about you, you're only days away from having him fall in love with you, and likely falling in love with you all over again. He'll want you more than anything else, or anyone. When a man makes you his priority, you're always on his mind. He's thinking about you, obsessing about you, and fantasizing about being with you. If you can make a man think about you all the time, he is yours. He'll feel a warm pull towards you that is irresistible. And when he sees you, he'll feel a surge of exquisite desire for you. His hunger to be near you and looking at you will be, well, I hate to say it, but insatiable. You'll catch him adoring you with his eyes all the time. When you're with him, just casually slip in some passion phrases into the conversation with him, or send him a passion phrase in one of your texts. The moment the words enter his mind, he'll start to tell you all about how much he wants you and needs you. Oh, you want some of these passion phrases? Hey, no problem. Go on over and get them. They are there for the taking. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. And I'll tell you exactly how these passion phrases work to trigger a man into obsessing about you. All right? So go on over and get them. And I will be back for you as always, ever reliable and always yours. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/obsession. Go on over and I will be talking to you again soon. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.